up, James?
Not much. It's sorry, I was inside the library, so I had to walk outside.
No problem. I have an esoteric question for you, my friend.
Oh yeah, what's that?
So I had I'm doing some Lyft driving. I had a passenger. She mentioned something interesting. She said that Dallas in 2012 had a series of 5 tornadoes in 24 hours. The first one being a T4, then a T5, then a T6. Like a T6 is like the biggest possible tornado. And
that was like that week before I left. Yeah.
Interesting. I was wondering if those 2012 tornadoes happened in some result of the Freemasonic Cold War. You say that in 2012, the Scottish Rite coup d'etat, the Masonic organization away from the York Rite and the Knights of Templar, more specifically, there was a coup d'etat that time.
Oh, no. I don't think it had any. I think what it had to do with, actually, and I've thought about this a lot. Because that was a weird day, like, because the weather was very abnormal, even for Texas, and I had my house, and, like, whenever I would feel weird, I would, like, kind of, go out and stay in my own guest house in the back behind the garage, which was, like, detached, and because it was my safe space or whatever. And I had a TV out there and everything, and it was just really bizarre. But the thing it was more of like a land grab, because the tornado destroyed, like, all of basically, like, the ghetto part of town. Like, nothing ever happened that day in the rich part of town, which I was still in. I mean, I was in a tiny town, but it was still that neighborhood.
Right. So you think they were trying to erase poor people off the map?
Yeah, it was around the time that they were rebuilding, bear with me here, I don't follow sports, Dallas Cowboys from the old, stadium they were in to that new monstrosity they wanted to build.
And they wanted to build Dallas Cowboys Stadium in the poor neighborhood, so they had to erase a bunch of houses with tornadoes?
Yeah, because the tornadoes did the most damage that day to Arlington. Arlington is a suburb. Well, I mean, it's its own city. It's like, it's always been halfway between Dallas and Fort Worth.
Right.
And now that they're so big, it's because Dallas has grown up like L.A.
Right.
That it's like its own. I mean, it's just a continuous, you know, it would be like driving from L.A. to O.C. and stopping off somewhere, you know, like in Paramount. You know?
Yeah. So, you know, that reminds me, in Los Angeles, where they have Dodger Stadium, that used to be derogatorily referred to as Tortilla Flats because it was filled with Mexicans. And then they just sent a bunch of goons out there to beat those people in the head with bats and take them off that slat of land so they could build Dodger Stadium.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was this Mexican neighborhood. They called it Tortilla Flats. It was called something less racist in reality, like, Prospect Flats or something like that. But, I'm a racist, and I'm around a lot of racist people, so I know it as Tortilla Flats. But anyway, they just, like, sent the cops up there and just beat them over the head and said, get out of here. But I guess they have, when the Freemasons take over Dallas, they have higher-level technology available to them, so they turned the harp machine
on. It is so, because what I was just doing is, I'm bored, so I was sitting in the library, and, like, the only interesting book I could find in there in the whole fucking place is something about, like, the Bush family's bullshit and connections and stuff. So I was sitting there, like, in pictures of my cell phone of some pages from the book talking about, like, the circumstances and shit, and it's like every fucking name that we're all friends of our family, and family's never mentioned there. It keeps talking about, like, the Dallas Morning News. It never mentions the Dallas Times Herald, or it's weird. Talks about the Texas Raj. I forgot that term. The Texas Raj was basically baseball mafia.
The baseball mafia?
to Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And it even says, like, everybody knew that, like, you went to them rather than actually going to, like, try to secure the here. Yeah, and that is what I've always said is, like, that is what it was like. Parents also alive, and is, you know, you go to Lakewood Country Club with them, it would. Hello.
You started naming names, and then the I couldn't hear you anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that always how it is? Yeah, no.
They were all your family friends. This Dallas Mafia.
Well, yeah, it's just it talks to their, I mean, stuff like the merch and everything. But then there's all these other names, and it's like, and of course they're all Freemasons, and of course a quarter of them are like bonesmen, and all this fucking shit, and like basically how Dallas then was drenched in like CIA shit and. Or rather, OSS shit, call a spade a spade.
So, listen, I want to, you know, I saw that you were back in Los Angeles. You escaped from Dallas after getting, you were up in a hotel room for a week. And then, did you take a flight or a train to Los Angeles? How'd you get back here?
My family couldn't have.
Your family put you on a plane?
Yeah.
Mm. And now you're living in the park?
Yes.
And are you taking showers? How do you take showers?
I go to a friend's house.
Mm. Man. Are there any kind of like homeless services that you can outreach to and get in a shelter or something, buddy?
Right, there's no such thing. I'm actually working on that now as a story of my own since I'm in this situation and with all this. No, dude, it's a racket. It's a fucking racket. Right now, everyone keeps asking this question. Where's all the money going in Los Angeles? It's all disappearing. There's all this money that's supposed to help the homeless. Where is it all going? Well, everybody wants to blame like the usual suspects. I'm like, oh, it must be the dirty city. It must be the filthy county and corruption afoot all over the place. No, I figured it out. It has nothing to do with the city, the county, the state even. They're all fucking innocent. Okay, where it is going and who is guilty here, 501c3s that open.
You're saying all the nonprofits?
Yes.
Are draining, they're applying for these grants and draining the resources of the common pot.
Oh, well, just go to any of their websites and read it, and the first thing that pops up is a donate button, you know, and help send money, and rich people do because they're, as long as it's, they'll send money at it, no question, and, you know, so they can sit there and it's a dinner. I donated money to the homeless. Oh, aren't you wonderful? Oh, blah, 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 blah. You know, so, yeah, and then you go into these, and these fucking places. Like, that's when I dealt with the Call of Lions, right here in West Hollywood. Okay, the only reason I again, so they were kind of, I think, in that scenario, obligated to say, like, sure, we'll make an appointment, But then I get there, and it's the same that's being read from at every single one of them, at the David Geffen, at APLO, at the LGBT, all of it. And they're all just like, oh, well, yeah, no, oh, the way we help you is, oh, we're going to sit here at this desk. Fill out your pain. And you can't fill out work or read or write. That's how we help. That is our help. And then when paperwork is done, we send it down to Skid Row, get on a bus, boy, take your ass to Skid Row, okay? That is why Skid Row is slammed. That is why the city and county of LA is slammed. It's because all these motherfucking 501c3s keep dumping shit on their door, okay? Now, here's where it gets interesting. Like, all day that day, my case manager up at my doctor's office, meanwhile in the valley, his heart's the right place. He's young, fresh out of college. This is his first job. He's doing it the right way, where he's, like, in a doctor's office trying to, you know, like, okay, doctor, who's my boss? Who are the patients here that need this help? You know, rather than just sitting around some charity, so-called, or whatever, right? And so he's emailing me, and he's back and forth, and he's like, what's going on? Because, you know, like, so the whole fucking day, I'm the only person in the office. The only person. No one came in before I got there. When they opened by noon, they were telling me they were going to lunch for an hour, and they walked up the office and, like, had a bunch of catering brought in and partied their asses off. Unlocked the door back at 1. They finally saw me at 2:30, helped me fill out my paperwork, and then just me about, like, 3:30, and no one came. They were not busy. The only thing that went on in my office was with people calling them, you know, like, hello, I am homeless, I need help. And it was the same thing every time. Full goodbye. Ring, ring, I need help, get bed, a shelter. I'm sorry, we're full goodbye. Every fucking time. And there are no beds. There's a tiny, tiny little boutique office on Santa Monica in West Hollywood with a bunch of fat women, 3 fat women, and they're just like, drinking. And hold on a second, my phone's beeping, just 1 second.
All right.
Hey, let me call you back in a bit. This is an actual church calling. Okay.
All right, buddy.
It's a fucking racket. That's where all the money's going. I'll tell you all about it. I'll call you back.
All right, bud. All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, man.
So,
you're allowed to go out at night.
Right. So the church guy told you to go to Skid Row, just like the 3 fat women on Santa Monica Boulevard in our office. Everyone's like...
Just like everyone, yeah, yeah. And I stopped him and I said, why is everybody in town saying that they take money, religious or not? See, you take money, you have resources for the homeless, and the very first thing out of your mouth is go to Skid Row. So, well, the money you said on your house and your Mercedes, is that right? You know what, you little prick? So, in other words, yes. We can condense that answer to yes. And I hung up.
How much is a bus ticket to Skid Row? Maybe they're legitimate. Maybe these bus tickets are really expensive. So, they got to raise
money. No, dude. No. No.
I'm just joking.
No, no, no. Stop giving these people the benefit of the doubt, okay? One of the people who told me to not go there was a minister who used to work there. They was at church, would send him down there and, like, hand out Bibles. And he flat out said, do not go there.
That's so crazy.
It will not end well.
Like, a whole city strategy is just to send all their homeless to one corner so they can keep an eye on them and they can keep them, like, rounded up and, like, give them out methadone.
Dude, listen to what I'm saying. It's not the city. It's these 501c3s taking everybody's money who are dumping it all on the city's doorstep. That's a big difference between what the city is doing and what the city is having done to them.
Yeah, so, but wouldn't the city know about these 501c3s? Like, I'm sure they understand. What is the city's strategy for dealing with the homeless versus the, you know...
The city strategy is what was just explained. It's Skid Row. That's it. That's all they've got.
Right.
Okay. So everybody else's strategy is overwhelm that, and yeah.
So everyone, all the 501c3s, they take money to have an office to fill out paperwork for a bus ticket to Skid Row. And then when you get to Skid Row, there's like one prison with not enough beds.
Exactly. Now, why do you think just then, like I said, dude, I wish I would have had that fucking recorded. Why do you think a pastor at a church just now became enraged on the phone with me? it's supposed to be a pastor at a church, right? If that weren't true, what I said, right. I wasn't vulgar. I didn't cuss. I didn't say anything like that.
Well, you said so, he had a BMW.
I said Mercedes.
Oh, okay. So you're wealth shaming the man of Jesus. How dare you?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, but don't you see? If it weren't true, a pastor would be like, "Oh, no, my son. No. And not you little prick." Really, pastor? Tell me how you really feel.
Yeah, he didn't say, "How dare you? I drive a 1992 Ford Focus or a Ford Taurus." That was passed down to me by my grandfather. He actually did drive a Mercedes or something stupid like that, so he yelled at you.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think, what do you think that pastor does? Like when, okay, I'll pretend to be a rich person, okay? You be that pastor mm-hmm. at a fundraiser for your homeless foundation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And go, "Oh, wow, what a nice cocktail party. Boy, I got to get back to the bank soon." Oh, hi,
listen.
Pastor.
Well, greetings, Mr. Douchebag. How have you been lately?
Oh, I just bought 3 jet skis. It's great.
Well, my son, you know, Jesus taught that wealth was naughty. So you want to, like, totally donate that shit right now to us because, you know, God, Jesus, Jesus.
You know, I have
and
been...
Oh, and we help the homeless, yeah, so you'll, yeah.
Wow. Well, I have been feeling guilty because I douched on my third wife and I cheated on her. And so I've been thinking about God and Jesus and donation. That's very interesting. So you say the homeless, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know what? All your guilt can melt away now, my son. Tell you what you do. You pull out your checkbook... Write me a check, you know, I don't care how many zeros you tack on the end, the more the merrier. And, you know, in the memo, you can just put for Jesus, and there we go.
He was
a
nice
guy. I'll be sure to help. Yeah, oh, wonderful guy, yeah. Anyway, hurry up and write that check, and yeah, there we go.
I'll write you $100,000 of deuce checks.
You know that's tax deductible. Ah-ha-ha-ha-ha.
Oh, I hate taxes. Great. I'll just give you the money instead.
Wonderful. Oh, can you excuse me for a moment? My Mercedes dealer is walking in the door. I need to go.
I hate
them.
I hate that. They're so nosy and pushy.
Well,
anyway.
He's a lovely guy. He's doing a lovely custom order for me, so I gotta go.
I'm gonna keister ecstasy on my jet ski with my new girlfriend. Boy, that would be a nice day, huh? I've been working my ass off lately, just trying to save money to move, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to save money to move back into my dad's basement. You know what I mean? Saving money.
No, this is why I'm working on this as a story whole thing, because, I mean, like that shit right there, that was the perfect example of it. So you see, it's a goddamn churches too, like they're fucking of Jesus or whatever.
So,
miss me with this bullshit.
You think the nonprofits are really diverting the state taxes to all these independent mooching millionaires off the homeless epidemic, and then the state doesn't have resources to build another skid row or a better facility down there or hire more doctors down there or make it like a dorm with the high speed internet and job training, because these 501c3s absorb hundreds of thousands of donations to be 3 fat women on Santa Monica who give people bus tickets to skid row.
Of course. And then, by the way, they didn't offer that either. So, yeah.
Yeah. And then...
I have another meeting with them on Monday, and I'm going to play blonde and stupid and be like, "I have a learning disability, and I can't remember anything you say. So, is it okay if I, like, totally record this? So, you know, I can remember what you said and get him to say yes, because it's California and the law is 2-party consent to a recording for FCC regulations for a broadcast." So, yeah.
Yeah, you think you can get away with that? If they look up your name,
I think I can.
Crusade Media online, you know?
They're not looking up shit. Are you kidding? They're too busy ordering fucking fajitas and mojitos. Whatever. They're not going to look up shit on me.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He's busting us. So
they're just looking up cruises that they wanted their dumb husbands to take them on. Oh, look, this one has an all-you-can-eat buffet. I can get fatter. Some poor guy's ringing the phone. Annoying. Ugh. Anyway, I want to look up jet skis now. See what they are. I'm going to go on tour soon, bud. September 2nd, I have a show at the Ice House. Then I'm in Las Vegas. I'm almost out of here, man. I'm like one more week.
Nice.
So I hope you, navigate your way to a place to stay, you know? Sleeping outside's gotta be a motherfucker, you know?
Yeah, it is.
You could be bitten by a coyote.
It's starting to get a little bit chilly at night, so I may have to rethink where I'm sleeping. Maybe off, like, the valley or something. Except I would not go out to Sun Valley. I would maybe go out somewhere at the San Gabriel Valley or some shit.
It's got to be hot during the day, man. You just go to the library?
Or just go back into the basin or whatever for the day. Go out there at night. I don't know. I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to tell you to do, man. I wish I could help you. But I would just say keep chugging away at the library and just figure out what your options are. But I still think it would be a good idea to, you know, walk into a grocery store and see if they need a stock person, like any lowly job, just to be able to feed yourself. And save up for some kind of long-term apartment, you know?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know what else your options are. But it's got to involve, you know, some shit you don't want to do. Some crappy job, you know?
Well, actually, there is no point in that. Like, let's say I went out and got some, like, let's say I went to a gas station right now and got a little 40-hour week. But, okay, first of all, I'm homeless, so, you know, I'm, like, sleeping on the street and that's just to be to work. Okay, $15 times 40 is, I believe, what, 600?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So then California taxes will just go ahead. So in other words, it'll be a $450 paycheck, right?
Probably.
Okay, well, with the food stamps and the GR, that's a combined total of like $412 a month. And also bearing in mind that when you make EBT purchases, you pay the subtotal, not the total. You're not paying tax on anything. So it goes a lot further than normal credit, debit card, So you're able to get a little bit more. So we'll go ahead and just round that back all the 450. So it's basically the same amount. So, but the minute I go and I fill out a 1040, they're going to start cutting it down toward the direction of completely off, you know, and I'm not going to, so it's not like I'm going to have money coming in from that plus the paycheck or whatever. So I can either go slave at a gas station and have the same amount of money in my pocket, or just work on what I want to work on and do what I want to do and what I need to do and have the same amount of money in my pocket. It's not changing the situation. So everybody that keeps saying get a job needs to go sit on a dildo, seriously.
Well,
it will do nothing. It will change nothing.
Right.
Now, if I could get a job at $25 an hour, $35 an hour, that would be a whole different story.
Yeah.
So
you could be a sales guy. You could be a sales guy on the phone, you know, selling guests.
I can't sell. I cannot sell ice water in hell. Are you kidding? That's not a talent for me.
They can give you some theatrical copy, you know.
No, I'm not a salesperson because I tell people the truth. Like, do you really need this? No, you don't. Save your money.
Well, you could sell some homeless. You can get some donations for the homeless from rich people, I bet. I hear that's a pretty good job.
Yeah, apparently my 501c3 does the wrong thing. You know, we're trying to do the honest thing of being a real journalistic thing with integrity, but apparently we should be filed as a homeless outreach organization and people would just, you know, drop off vans full of money every day. So...
Yeah. You got to learn, like, about jet skis and the different models of jet skis so that you can, like, really get the conversation started pretty easily with these guys.
Yeah.
So you say that the people in this book you're reading about the JFK assassination, all your family's names come up?
Not mine, but all their friends.
Yeah. So these guys were over for Christmas and shit, talking about how are we gonna put the new stadium in?
Not for a very long time. These people have all been fucking dead for centuries. This ancient history.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just a little kid, like in the last of that. So.
So you think that it's a dynasty that's over, or you think they're, you know, very much in power?
It's just changed and shifted, you know. People like my family, you know, a patriarch dies and none of his douchebag kids are tied into it. So, you know, there went that family's in that moment. So, yeah, it's not like the Bushes where Escott is deep in it and then HW takes the reins and then W takes the, you know.
Right.
That's a true dynasty with this shit. No, we had a blip, you know, in the CIA sun for a generation or two, but that was, yeah.
So your cousin that you were living with, David, is in jail right now in Dallas?
That's correct.
And what do you think precipitated that? The crystal meth?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he was out. I don't know the specifics, but I can take an educated guess from having been there. He probably went out to go play Captain Save-A-Ho at 3 a.m. in that jalopy shitmobile and pick up some 22-year-old hooker from her trick and take her to then purchase her heroin and then bring her back to her house to fuck her. And somewhere in that journey got pulled over and with no driver's license, no insurance, no tags. And then his history, that's an automatic. That's an automatic handcuffs situation, regardless of whores and drugs. Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm.
I told him not to be out driving around playing Captain Save-A-Ho, that it was going to take him down, and he didn't listen, so.
That's what I was doing in New Orleans. I had two girlfriends, and I mean, just got cheated on a million times. I was just ignoring red flags. My friend Kyle Smith is like, you're dating some kind of, that's your girlfriend? I was like, yeah, that's my girlfriend. What? I was at, you know, Kyle, I took this girl to your house, and we watched the UFC. We ate chicken wings, you know, everything's cool. He's like, no, that's a face bitch. I go, what the fuck's a face bitch, Kyle? That's disrespectful. That's my girlfriend, you know? And he's like, a face bitch? Just some bitch you fuck in the face? Send her. I was like, what are you talking about, man? That's my girlfriend. He's like, you drive her all the way home at night? I'm like, yeah. He's like, no, you just leave a face bitch off at the exits. You know, she'll suck and fuck her way home. That's a nature. And I was like, bro, that's my girlfriend. He's like, have you ever seen a suckerfish? I was like, a what? He's like, a suckerfish, like a catfish that just bottom feeds. I was like, yeah. He's like, you're dating a face bitch. I'm like, it's that obvious. Come on, what are you talking about? And then she goes and makes
it. That is how it is. And like, I kept trying to tell David, like, because these girls would show up, obviously, no problem, knock on the door at 3 a.m. They'd want in, they'd want money, a place to crash, a meth pipe, et cetera. And he, you know, this story of I have nothing, I have no one, I have no way to go, take me here, take me there. I'd say, David, the cars that are dropping them off at this house are far nicer than any car in this neighborhood. Okay?
Right.
So stop with the they don't have a ride and they don't have a this and a that and a money and a hit of dope and this is bullshit. Just stop. Get it out of your life. No, this is real anyway. Okay, yeah. You fucking idiot.
So this girl,
you fucking moron.
So this girl that I'm talking about, like, I would drive her to work, you know, because she didn't have a ride. You know what I'm saying? Because her car, someone smashed into the back of her car. I think she got in an accident drunk, and then she said that someone crashed in the back of her car. But I'm not sure about that. But what I do know is, like, I would like take her to work, but first I would like take her to like all these random dive bars. She's like, oh, I left my glasses here, oh, I left my phone here, oh, I left my wallet here, you know. So before, I'm like, I wasn't hanging out with you last night. What the fuck's going on where you're at five different places? Like, are, you know, are you picking up money from people? Like, what the fuck is going on? She never let me inside her apartment, even though she, you know, came over my house all the time, slept over my house all the time. And then I saw her neighbor, right? And I was like, oh, yeah, hey, what's going on? Oh, yeah, I'm her boyfriend. And then the neighbor just looked at me like, huh? Son. Just like, and like, she never said, what the fuck are you talking about? Because she didn't want to blow her cover. But it was like, she just looked at me like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So you, she's got a mind fuck working on this idiot. Interesting. That's the look she gave me. But, you know, guys are stupid, you know? It's like, she was hot, she said the right things at the right times, and it's like, all right, I guess you're my girlfriend, you know? And then I...
Yeah.
Ugh. But I don't have...
Well, you gotta stop being stupid, straight man.
So...
They know that you are, and then they prey on it.
James, how do I find the right lady? Use your dragon magic and give me good advice.
I don't have to. It's common sense. The ones who aren't asking for the fucking rides and the dope and the money and the, you know.
Those are the only girls I can get. You're taking away
you
my
You can
whole...
get other girls. You're looking in the wrong place then, man. I don't know what to say about that.
I'm just joking.
When they show up and they come to you, okay, I don't know what to say about that. There's no.
Here's my strategy. I'm going to move into my dad's basement and wait for my stand-up special to get edited. I mean, I really don't have another maneuver here.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I didn't tell you this, but I've been recording this whole time. And I want to say, this is Highway Diary. I also want to say, go on Crusade Media and donate directly to the James Robert Wright Crusade Media. Get him back on his feet. He's got crazy information. We were just talking about Dallas being erased by...
Yeah, crusademedia.org.
Crusademedia.org. We were just talking about Dallas being erased by a series of tornadoes in 2012 to make way for a stadium. This guy has been a 32nd degree Freemason. He worked in the Dallas Scottish Rite building. He's an insider.
Another 501c3. Where are they? Where are they? They have any idea how bad it looks if one of their own is sleeping in the park with all this light on it? Uh-huh. They don't give a shit. Are you kidding?
So what do you think if...
Yeah, right.
Do you know how many people I told your story that the night JFK was killed, Alan Dulles, LBJ, and Herbert Walker Bush got their 33rd degree that day in the Dallas Scottish Rite building? I've told that story hundreds of times now.
Oh, dude, that was the book I was just reading. It was talking about, like, how Abraham Zapruder, who shot the Zapruder film, that was all bullshit, that he was a 32nd degree Freemason at the Dallas Scottish Rite, and... Clint Murchison or Dulles, one of the two, that like bought it from him and then sold it to Life, where it was locked up until Jim Garrison got it. Yeah.
So it was a snuff film for the Masons to have privately, just like they like to make snuff films and then sell them for high value prices amongst the top of the banking families.
Of course.
Do you think that film was showed in the Dallas Scottish Rite building to high-level Masons, you know, the night of the initiation?
No, they wouldn't have. No, man. That would have been, if it was, it would have been shown in a private office to only a handful of people. Come on.
In that little office?
It's not that cartoonish with the ooga booga, okay? It's a lot more selective than that.
Do you think that they would summon a djinn spirit from that magic box on the wall and then play the film so that it could watch it?
Well, that's their big problem, is they don't have the right DNA to be doing all that. That's why they've got to have little kids like me from the petri dishes we come from. So that's what's going on with that.
You got to call the royal gynecologist and get your dragon magic position back, bro. Get these charters going.
I don't know where that guy is.
You can't call 1-800-JESUIT instead of, like, these homeless hotlines?
No, apparently I have to go on Los Angeles terrestrial radio and say hella damning things to get a Jesuit to come pulling up in a little black Beamer. Yeah.
I was just getting money from banking douchebags. Come in the Hummer. I have a 501c3. I'm a Jesuit. Honka honka. Let's go to the orphanage and find the drooliest mongoloid. I want to show you where I put my pekka. Rumors. Hey, did you hear that the Catholic Church just had 3,000 pedophile priests arrested? I mean, oof. That looks bad for PR.
Mm-hmm, doesn't it always, yeah.
What if you're were the PR guy for the Pope? What would you be trying to do right now? I'm trying to get, you know, this is a job interview, you know, you're on the job market, you need $25 an hour, you know.
What are you talking about? There isn't, look, man, it's like when the Masons hired people, they don't listen, okay? Their own scholars, their own academics are sitting there telling them, you're fucking this into the ground, you're fucking it to death, and they don't listen. Because you can't tell people like that that they're not making a correct decision or that, you know, whatever, because they don't want to hear it, because their ego is so inflamed that they think every thought they have is perfect and everything they actually undertake is perfect and that second guess themselves. Why would they? They're perfect. So you telling me that the Pope is not perfect? Oh, my God.
I was watching this video, and it was, did you see that TED Talk where that lady was advocating for pedophiles, and she was just saying, you know, this man could never have a relationship with a person, a fulfilling, loving relationship. The reason why? This man is a pedophile, and he is denied the right to love. Like, this was like a TED Talk. And I was just kept thinking...
No, I'm not seeing that.
Oh, my God. This crazy British lady was advocating for pedophiles, saying, like, it's a sexual orientation. Now, my problem is, if you marry a 10-year-old, let's say Gregory the pedophile gets his wish, and he marries a 10-year-old, you know what's going to happen? When she's 20, he's going to start going, oof, woof, woof, get out of here, doggy biscuit. You know, I don't know what it is, but you're just not hot to me anymore. Now, that's not an orientation. You know, someone who only likes French fries and fried chicken fingers is not a chef. They are someone who is a stubborn person. You know what I mean? Who lacks curiosity and has no cerebral cortex.
Right, no, it's not. It's a fetish, and it's sick, and it's, you know, you can be into bondage, right? But... If you want to be, like, chained up and beat, then, you know, as a consenting adult, then not illegal.
That's right. But when you're like, oh, no, I need to put it in a 10-year-old, like, a 10-year-old's not, like, physically equipped to handle a dick. So it's just like, what are you talking about? Like, it's rude because, you know... they're not physically capable to do it. So to call that an orientation, and then the when his 10-year-old bride, they're married for 10 years, she turns 20, and he's super not interested, and he says that's his orientation. To me, that's just like, ugh, it's just so fucking, I don't know, man. Infuriating.
Well, the evil in this world is pretty entrenched, and it you know, it loves to make excuses for itself.
And now when you have all these priests going, no, I'm OTO level 9, a Mason 33, York Rite 9, and a Crowleyite, it says in this book here, I get to fuck all the kids in the face, so I don't know what you're talking about. You know?
Yeah.
When Jimmy Savile is a BBC presenter... And, you know, I don't know. You hear Alex Jones was pulled out of podcasts and YouTube and Apple and everything all at the same day. What do you think about that?
I think what I've always thought, that Alex Jones knows exactly what he's doing and what is going on. He's a Judas goat, and he's setting the stage to light all of his fans on fire.
Do you think he's going to run for president?
No. That's not his role. He's a goat. He's to get you to the gate and then to betray you for slaughter. He's the goat that has witnessed it and knows what's going down, but then goes over and goes, bah, to the sheep and follow me, bah. Over here, and when that gate closes, goodbye. And
I think,
does it again and does it again.
Definitely, the most obvious point of the CIA is to control the decision makers. The decision makers being the Catholic Church, being the oldest, the most successful corporation of all time. What their power is that they do a ritual and they have the eyes of the American people, you know, and so they're very powerful because also they're in confession booths, they're hearing the sins of the people on the street, so they're like shepherds. And when you have Alex Jones as another shepherd, when you have CNN and Fox News, these are shepherds, so they feel like they have the public discourse in a direction that they can manage. But, you know...
Please don't call Anderson Cooper Anderson Cooper. Call him by his name, Anderson Vanderbilt.
Yeah. Of the CIA.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, yeah, it's just crazy. And then they make extra money that they don't have to have congressional approval over by selling cocaine to inner cities. And then they're in this death cult with each other. And, you know, they make Starfire, so they ritualistically drink blood and semen. Have I covered everything?
Yep.
Is Maria Abramovich the head of the OTO right now?
No. No, Lon Milo Duquette down in Costa Mesa, California is.
Oh, okay. Is she affiliated? Is that why she's doing the spear cooking?
I guess so, but, that maybe perhaps there's some New York catch or something, but I don't know. I mean, I've never seen her at any of the... I mean, granted, I didn't go to OTO stuff except when Lon kept inviting me when I first moved out here. It was kind of like under their control because my book publisher was an OTO, like, thing. I didn't know that at the time, and so I was over hanging out at Lon's house parties and going up to the Star Sapphire Lodge in La Crescenta. And that was like in 2013, and I mean, I never saw her, but...
It's called the Starfire Lodge.
Star Sapphire.
Oh, Star Sapphire. It's pretty close. The word is in it. Man. What if you... Do you wonder what would have happened if you accepted all those invitations?
I have a kind of a idea of what would have happened. My book publisher, the pedophile, was CIA, And that was obvious just by him being an idiot and documents he would leave out on his desk. I mean, again, I didn't know this at the time, but the more time I spent around there in the office and everything, you know, it was like, oh, look, top secret, no fun. And he just fell from the sky, blew it up off the subway terminal, did they? And, yeah. And they kept pushing me. They wanted me to become, like, this professional provocateur and destabilizer of organizations because they loved the job I did on the Freemasons so much, which is how that organically happened. And what they were trying to get me to do was to join the Mormon Church and then to purposely create some sort of gay sex scandal, quote unquote, to destabilize it. And I went so far as to, like, go to some Mormon church, like, sessions, whatever they are, on Sunday there at the Hollywood Ward. And my CIA publisher was right there with me, like my handler. Now go over here and do this and say this and everything. And they wanted me to you know, become initiated and convert to Mormonism and do this big show of all that so that they would, of course, believe it. And then once in the door, you know, allow for my sexiness or whatever to attract whoever it would, and then telling me, you know, go for it, get him in bed, get it on tape, and let's have us a good old Mormon gay scandal on the 6 o'clock news. But that never happened, because then everything, I started to see what was going on around me and started to back away from it, and they were like, you know, like all these other places that I've dealt with, like, all right, he's wised up, kill him.
Whoa. So they thought, were they going to coach you on Mormonism on the outside? But you probably knew all that stuff. Cause...
They already were. No, they already were. They already were.
Yeah, and you probably knew a lot of it because the guy who started it was a Freemason too. So he just botched a bunch of Freemasonic teachings and just repackaged them.
Right. Joseph Smith, he ripped off the Mason ritual. That's why they publicly shot him in the face and got away with it. That's why Mormons don't like Masons, by the way. They know that. They're aware of that detail.
So that was an OTO and a Freemasonic plot to get back at Joseph Smith for starting Mormonism outside of the occult order via the CIA.
They wanted to tear the place down brick by brick using James Wright to incite a gay sex scandal. Yes, that's correct.
Bill Schneblin said that there were lizard monsters under the Mormon temple. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I mean, I'm from Lizard Monsters, so they're everywhere, man.
Do you think that there's an underground tunnel with the lizards to the Mormon headquarters? You think that's part of it?
It's possible. I wouldn't rule it out.
Would you have done a gay act with a lizard monster in a basement of a Mormon temple?
I'm standing here now, aren't I? That didn't happen, did it?
You could have drank you should have poured some Starfire juice all over yourself, make yourself nice and sexy, and go down there and, like, some chaps and just see what happened. Like, you know?
No, I stopped fucking reptilians a long time ago.
I hear it's profitable. I hear a lot of bank owners do that, and they get a lot of jet skis. I don't know. That's just what I'm hearing on the street.
Well, it's either that or start a 501c3, you say, homeless. Yeah, either way. You're sure to be in Beverly Hills in no time.
Speaking of 501c3s that donate to the homeless, go to crusademedia.org, click that donate button. This has been a fascinating talk with Insider and Provocateur. He almost took down the Mormon Temple with his sexy ass, James Robert Wright of the Knights of Templar. I can't keep you any longer, you know. We gotta. I like getting some of your secrets and doses, you know. We did about an hour, man.
Wow, time flies when you're spilling shit.
Crazy. What? Are some of the Templar high levels of the York Rite similar to OTO? Is that kind of where the connection is?
Kinda, but I would reverse that statement, because remember, Crowley just ripped off their shit to form his. I mean, That's the thing. I know, okay, because there's option number three for just wanting to swindle a lot of money, start a religion. That was a big joke between all of them. L. Ron Hubbard in Scientology, Crowley in the OTO. Who else we got?
Joseph Smith and the Mormons.
Mormon, yeah. All of it, yes, of course.
Anton just, LaVey.
Just take this Mason, yes, take this Mason stuff and rebrand it. And the public will buy it up and say that it's the newest, trendiest, stupid thing, and douchebag like trendies will start joining, and then it'll become a thing. Before you know, you'll own a whole city block in Hollywood.
Who's the guy that started the Temple of Set in San Francisco?
I think it's Joseph Aquino, isn't it?
Aquino, that's right. And this guy was...
Or Michael Aquino. Or
Michael
Aquino.
Aquino. And he was busted for what? He went to prison for what? I can't put my finger on it. Oh, pedophilia.
I don't... Oh, yeah.
Wow. I didn't see that coming. What is going on with these guys?
I don't know, but whatever it is, it's the same thing every time.
Is that what, like, dragon magic is at the high levels? You know, is that what the lizards under the Mormon temple, is that what they're really into? Or is it just...
God, no. No. They've got it wrong. First of all, dragon magic does not operate in the purview of hurting people or injuring children or doing something without the other people's consent who are involved or anything. No.
Ugh. But that's
you can't do it. You have to have the dosage of it in your DNA. It's no different. I know I've said this a million times, so for the million and one time, it's no different than if you are a Cherokee Indian and you want to be a medicine man. Can't do that if you are not 100% Cherokee, okay?
Well,
in your DNA. You can marry a Cherokee, you can suck one, you can have their kids, you can live on the reservation. But you will not be able to do that.
Let me tell you this. I went to a shaman called Alan Waugh. He's a British guy. But then he went to study in Peru with the Peruvian ayahuasca shamans. And then I visited this guy. He had an office in San Francisco. Now he lives in Mount Shasta. And he has a website, spiritwisdomhealing.com. But when I visited him, he could definitely do some Indian Peruvian shaman shit. That's all I'll say about that. I've done podcasts where I talk about the shaman, but he was a British guy, but he could do Peruvian jungle magic. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
Well, maybe not all magic is race-based. Or maybe he can only do, 10% of what they could do, because I've never been to Peru, you know?
Well, I mean, it's different stuff. It's not to say that, like, someone with a dragon stuff is racially superior or whatever, and we could do this, ha-ha-ha. I mean, it's our own thing. So...
You were just saying... The magical tradition.
Every race has its own
right,
thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that because every race was cultured by a different alien? Is that why the word culture is that... Like, this is this culture, that was alien experiments?
Probably. I mean, dude, I'm sunburnt to hell and back right now because I've been out in too much sun now because I'm out in the street in the sun. And the doctors just told me, like, you cannot have any more sunlight, period. Like, everywhere I walk, I have to, like, walk within the line of the shade like fucking Dracula, okay?
Yeah.
Why? Because obviously the origin of what the ingredients that make me up comes from a point of origin where the star or the sun, whatever, for that place with those creatures was not like the one here, or maybe it was, but it's further away. Or so we can't just walk out, and that's where your stories of van tourism come from. That's the origin of that. Is yes, we if you want to stick it to. Do you see that picture of my ankle that I posted for a bit? I need to post it back up just by itself so people can understand. That was like one day, laying on the Santa Monica Beach, and my foot that, like, I guess got the most sun or whatever at the angle I was sitting or whatever, like, it looked like it had been microwaved. It was bubbled up, and it looked like radiation burns.
Well, yeah, you're a nocturnal creature. You do your best work at the moonlight, you know, with a skull or a turtle shell of an endangered turtle filled with starfire juice. Like, that's when you're really on fire, bro, at night in the moonlight. You got to get back under a pentagram and really do some weird shit. You know, let me take my TV show script with you in the woods and let's directly give it to a demon of the underworld and get it produced. I mean, that's where the fucking guys get their money from. You know, we got to get in with these lizards who own banks from underground caverns, you know.
Listen, mainstream straight boy, I don't think you have the stomach for what a true Knight of Dragon magic would entail, so.
You just want to get me on a camping trip and say, listen, this is what you got to do.
No. No, it says it's not this, like that.
It says it in this book here. Ugh. Yeah, I'm very squeamish. I had my blood drawn, you know, I had to get an AIDS test from all the fucking dirty whores I was dating in New Orleans, you know? So I had to go to, like, the LGBT center, because that's the only place where they give out free STD tests. And they made me put a cotton swab in my butt and all this shit. But then when they tried to draw my blood, I ran out of there because I'm, like, it's just scared. I had to make another appointment and then go down there, and I finally manned up and I did it. But Lord, if it involves anything to do with blood, I would probably pass out.
I mean, this is why I'm not actively doing this kind of stupid shit, because it's just I don't need it in my life. So, because what's it gonna do? What's it gonna do? What is it gonna do? It's not gonna do anything for me. I could, you know, no, it no. Was that old skit from Mad TV? Was it Mad TV or whatever? You know, time for another good idea? Bad idea. No.
How else Hollywood doesn't work the same way anymore. You know, they put out a movie called The Billionaire's Boy Club starring Kevin Spacey, and it made like $700 opening weekend. So it just seems like, you know, touching boys doesn't make it the same way in Hollywood anymore. These guys, these producers really, they must be very confused, because it's been working like that since L. Ron Hubbard and Jack Parsons have been running shit, so.
It still is. What are you talking about? They've only thrown sacrifices out to make you think that something's happening or something's changing. Nothing's changing. Nothing is changing. If something were changing, why is Corey Feldman being pursued to the end he is and being injected with weird syringes in his car at a red light and say, you know, come on.
Jesus. Yeah, he's got to get some bodyguards or something. That's so crazy.
He's got him.
Yeah, he is dumb.
So, apparently Corey Feldman's going to have to move into, like, you know, Fort Knox or something. I mean, I don't know. It's crazy.
Well,
it's crazy.
There's plenty of room in there because there's no gold.
Yeah.
Jesus. This shit is so fucked. Do you think Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton are going to run in 2020?
I don't know. Probably not, but I don't know. And I don't care anymore, man. Whatever. Because it's always going to, I can always predict for you every presidential election ever is whose genealogy is the highest of the you know.
Yeah.
And Hillary was never a contender because she faked hers. She's not a real DeGray. So, and they know that, you know. So, no, none for her. Trump got, of course, I predicted Trump would win. When he entered the race, because out of all of them, he was the highest amount of da-da-da-da.
Royal bloodline.
He's the current head of Clan MacLeod of Scotland, okay? Justin Trudeau of Canada is current Clan MacLeod. So, the whole North American continent right now is being run by the Scottish clans. Well, you know, the coincidences just keep stacking.
So you got to wait to see who the next two people that run, and then you do a little genealogy chart.
You got to wait till the primaries, and who is entered, and then and then it takes me like all of maybe 60 seconds to go into the world, log into the world tree, and type in their names and read and interpret what I see in front of me, and I can give you an answer of who will win the election.
Crusademedia.org is the website. There's a donate button to get James some donuts and some a bus ticket to, how about Encino or Sherman Oaks? That would be a nicer place to live. He could do a lot of damage if he just has a studio apartment and high-speed internet and a camera. He can really expose. He's a.
You know what really make my month here is if, like, maybe somebody could, like, donate, like, a beater used car they don't really want anymore or something in the Southern California area or something. That would really change things for the better.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, thanks for doing my podcast again. I'll try to hang out with you. I have a little time tomorrow, so maybe in the morning I can bring you breakfast and hang out with you for a minute.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I can help you find a place to park and all that, because I've pretty much got the area mapped out.
All right, bud. So I can, we'll just hang out and talk a little bit. But it's good to know that you're safe, and thanks for doing my podcast again. Go back in the library, dude. I don't want you to get sunburn boils.
Okay.
All right, take care.
Yeah, you too, man.
That was James Robert Wright, 32nd degree Freemason of the Scottish Rite. Used to run the Dallas building. He told us about a series of tornadoes that conveniently cleared it for Dallas Stadium. I bet you never heard that before. To spend another episode of Highway Diary in the motherfucking bag. Later.